Today's reading is from chapter 7, verses 18 to 25 of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I know that good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. The willing is ready at hand, but doing the good is not. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. So then, I discover the principle that when I want to do right, evil is at hand. For I take delight in the law of God, in my inner self, but I see in my members another principle at war with the law of my mind, taking me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me from this mortal body? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Brothers and sisters, today's word from Romans, I would suggest, is a prescription for sainthood, a manual, if you will, for becoming a saint. Listen again to the essential highlights from today's reading. The willing is ready at hand, but doing the good is not. For I do not do the good I want, but I do the evil I do not want. Miserable one that I am, who will deliver me? God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Paul recognizes, my friends, as we should, the rift between our inner self and our outer self, between our desire for good and our actual performance. Moral regulations alone, Paul claims, are hopeless without the justifying grace of God working through Jesus Christ. If we listen carefully to today's reading, I would suggest that we have a prescription for sainthood based upon three principles. First, repentance. Second, resolution. Third, prayer. Let's discuss these three principles in order. First, repentance. Repentance, my friends, is based upon recognition of our weakness, our lack of self-control. Father Benedict Rochelle, in his book, Healing the Original Wound, says the following: a saint is just a sinner who is more repentant than most of us. So repentance, then, is a key to sainthood. The second principle is resolution. Resolution is a determination to overcome our weakness and our sinfulness. In his book, Seeking Spiritual Direction, Father Thomas Dubé makes the following point: saints are not born saints. They do not have a superior human nature. They are weak and wounded as the rest of us. The difference lies in their resolution. So, my friends, we have to recognize our weakness and then be resolved to overcome that weakness. The third principle is prayer. In a sense, prayer is the recognition that all goodness comes from God, and that we must humble ourselves before God. Mother Teresa, in her book, Total Surrender, says it this way: if you face God in prayer and silence, you will know that you are nothing. It is only when you realize your nothingness, your emptiness, that God can fill you with Himself. What a wonderful thought. As we understand, realize our emptiness, God is then able to fill us with Himself. So there you have it, our prescription for sainthood. Repentance, resolution, prayer. And prayer, of course, is key. For when Jesus Christ fills us with Himself, our miserable weaknesses will become joyous strengths. Amen.